The state of military and reconstruction efforts in Afghanistan is a matter of perennial debate and concern for all countries involved. And as forces there revise their plans for the country, so too does the Czech army. There are currently some 500 Czech soldiers in Afghanistan, serving in a variety of roles, and in rearranging their activities to suit the continuing crises there, one thing the Czech government is now focusing on is creating a more long-term plan for its missions. Andrej Čirtek of the Ministry of Defence has recently returned from Afghanistan, and our reporter Christian Falvey spoke with him earlier today about the ministry's plans for Czech involvement in the country.
Czech army has approximately 500 soldiers deployed in Afghanistan, and they are deployed in all kinds of missions. We have special forces there, which are there for fighting, mainly. We have their provincial reconstruction team, which is responsible for development of infrastructure of Afghanistan and reconstruction projects. And we have there also instructors who help train pilots of Afghan Air Force. So we really do a lot of things in Afghanistan. We are deployed in a wide range of missions, and we want to continue our activity with aim to develop Afghanistan. So in a couple of years, Afghanistan would be able to take over for its security and for its development.
And the plan that the government is to put forward now would change what exactly?
Well, regarding plan of our deployment for next year, it was already approved at spring of this year in June. So we have a plan for next year. But the thought of Minister of Defense Martin Bartak is to plan our foreign operations, including operation in Afghanistan, for longer period of time, because it would be much more easy for procurement system, for recruitment system and other processes in army, if army would know for sure what missions will it do in 3 years. So the plan is to make concept of our foreign operations, operations of Czech army abroad, not only for 1 year, as it used to be up to now, but for 3 years, which is ideal period for planning and for strategic processes.
Okay, but recent news reports are saying that you want to increase the number of soldiers in Afghanistan. You say that's not actually the case.
It's not actually the case. If you count together two operations going on in Afghanistan, Operation ISAF and Operation Enduring Freedom, you will see that in next year, number of Czech troops in Afghanistan will actually decrease, because at the end of 2009, this year, we will withdraw our special forces.
And you would like to redeploy the Czech Field Hospital Unit, I believe. Why is that unit in particular being discussed?
Well, field hospitals are one of capacities of Czech Army, which is traditionally used in foreign operations. And field hospital was already deployed in Afghanistan for two times. And, of course, that after every deployment, there is a need for retraining of personnel, for re-equipping the field hospital. And after that period, you can deploy field hospital again. So this can be the possibility in near future, but such deployment was not yet approved for next year, 2010.
And lastly, what effect will this have on the ministry's budget at a time when all of the ministries are trying to cut expenses?
Well, Ministry of Defense already agreed with huge budget cuts. For next year, we will cut approximately one-fifth of our budget. But regarding concept of mission planning for 3 years and budget situation, there is no direct relation in this. If we count with current budget, which was approved by Czech government, and with budget forecast for other 2 years, it's possible to plan our deployment in Afghanistan for 3 years without serious problems.
Andrej Čirtek from the Czech Defense Ministry was speaking there to Christian Fell.